Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs, and then we'll get to more of your calls and text messages. President Trump's first 100 days in office are over, and the White House is touting what they call his great accomplishments, but not everybody is taking the bait.
The White House is celebrating the Trump administration's first 100 days.
Today officially marks 100 days of promises made and promises kept by President Trump.
Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt used a morning briefing to tick off the president's economic accomplishments.
This has truly been the most historic start to a presidency in American history.
Congress's top two Democrats see it far differently.
The worst start of any president in modern times.
Characterized by chaos, cruelty, and corruption.
100 days from hell.
Both Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries say Democrats will spend coming days highlighting the president's failures, starting in the Senate this evening.
We will take to the floor and expose Donald Trump as a disastrous president in his first 100 days. We ask America to listen.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And here's the problem with Chuck Schumer. He's old and biased, I mean, obviously, but, you know, people aren't listening to him. I mean, a lot of people just write him off. So, you know, where are the new voices in the Democratic Party? If they don't come up with some, I mean, they're dead as a party. I mean, even though there's like an opening for Democrats to do well now, in the midterm elections. And again, if you're just tuning in, we talked about Canada's new prime minister. He just bashed the idea that Canada is going to become the 51st state. A liberal won, and a lot of experts were thinking the conservative is going to win. The fact that the liberal won may be an indication of a sort of a local global view of conservative ideology. And Donald Trump is either going to improve the image of conservative ideology or he's going to taint that image. And we'll see also what happens in the midterm elections coming up. All right. In a shocking turn of events, Canada's liberals are celebrating a big victory yesterday in the election. And they have Donald Trump to thank for that.
Before the election, President Donald Trump had attacked. Trudeau had resigned, and Mark Carney, a two-time central banker, became the Liberal Party's leader and prime minister. In a concession speech, and with his own House of Commons seat still in doubt, Pierre Poilievre acknowledges Carney's win.
We'll have plenty of opportunity to debate and disagree, but tonight we come together as Canadians. We will do our job. Yes, we will do our job to hold the government to account.
Carney, in his victory speech, issued a rallying cry for a united Canada.
These are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen.
Carney also told supporters, our old relationship with the United States is over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And how does Trump win if Canada does not become the 51st state? I mean, he's talked about this like he's going to make it happen. And he's got the power to make it happen. I don't think he does. I mean, how does he win? You know, maybe it's the same thing with the wall. You know, maybe Donald Trump gets a lot of sympathy from his base if he loses something. And nobody blames the loss on Donald Trump. They blame the loss of whatever, finishing the wall or getting Canada as the 51st state. They blame it not on Trump. They blame it on everybody and everything else.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, a former prosecutor who handled the January 6 cases is warning that Donald Trump's pardons of violent criminals makes it more likely for something like January 6th to happen again.
The former Capitol riot prosecutor is warning pardons of rioters could encourage future political violence. Michael Romano worked at the Justice Department for 17 years. He resigned a few weeks ago.
I knew on January 20th when the pardons were announced that I needed to find my way out.
President Trump's pardons led to the release of leaders of the far-right extremist groups convicted of orchestrating violent plots to stop the peaceful transfer of power, as well as rioters convicted of brutal attacks on police.
They proudly committed crimes, and they, in many cases, filmed themselves proudly committing crimes. It was an incredibly violent day.
Romano tells the AP it could happen again.
If you support the president and if you commit violence in support of the president, that he might insulate you from the consequences of that. He might protect you from the criminal justice system.
The president has said the sentences were ridiculous and excessive. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right, Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is bragging about killing a program meant to support women in leadership roles, a program Trump signed into law and one that the Secretary of State Marco Rubio is boasting, was talking about just 2 weeks ago.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is boasting about dismantling a Defense Department program he falsely says was another woke, divisive, social justice Biden initiative. Congress created the Women, Peace, and Security program to recognize the advantages for ground commanders in having women on security and negotiating teams. In a social media post, Hegseth writes, "Politicians fawn over it, troops hate it, and he'll get rid of it," during a Senate hearing.
That tweet contains some glaring inaccuracies.
Democrat Tim Kaine says this wasn't a Biden thing, noting a GOP majority Senate unanimously passed the law creating the program in 2017, and then President Trump signed it. During his confirmation hearing to be the Joint Chiefs Chairman 4 weeks ago, Dan Kaine backed the program after seeing it in action overseas.
WPS is, I think, in a program that really helps us to understand the full spectrum of challenges that are in front of us.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's always been a lot of mystery about the death of Gene Hackman and his wife, and the autopsy results are finally in for the Hollywood legend Gene Hackman.
An autopsy report has confirmed that the main cause of death for actor Gene Hackman was heart disease. The report also notes that he was in advanced stages of Alzheimer's disease and likely hadn't eaten for a long time. It documents the 95-year-old's poor heart health and says he'd experienced heart failure, had an aortic valve replacement, and was given a pacemaker in April 2019. Hackman tested negative for the hantavirus, which is a rare but potentially fatal disease spread by infected rodent droppings. Authorities have said Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa, likely died February 11th at the home from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. Her autopsy report hasn't been released yet. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Yeah, and there's like a speculation that she died first and he was just walking around the house, maybe not even aware of what was going on or what to do about it. A really, really sad story. If you like superhero movies, there's a good one coming up this summer for you.
He's back.
Superman is back July 11th in the U.S., and he's not the only comic book star with a summer blockbuster.
Whatever life throws at us, we'll face it together.
Fantastic Four First Steps comes out July 25th. A lot riding on summer films, but with big movies like F1 starring Brad Pitt and Damson Idris.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
This summer has the potential to cross $4 billion at the box office, and it kicks off May 2nd with Thunderbolts. Also on tap, Jurassic World Rebirth, and live-action versions of How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch, among others. I'm Julie Walker.
I mean, do we really need another Superman movie? I mean, really? I don't get it.